When Jack Kerouac's On the Road was first published in 1957, no one had ever seen anything quite like it. Here's Kerouac reading an excerpt from the book a few months after it came out.
Out we jumped in the warm, mad night, hearing a wild tenor man's bawling horn across the way going, ee-ya, ee-ya, and hands clapping to the beat, and folks yelling, go, go, go.
That stream of consciousness style that Kerouac made famous owes a huge debt to a letter written by his friend Neil Cassady. Among Kerouac scholars and fans, it's known as the Joan Anderson letter. It was missing for 65 years, and NPR's Lynn Neary reports it has now been found and will go on auction next month.
Joe Maddalena, CEO of the auction house Profiles in History, first heard of the letter about a year ago when a colleague told him about what she called the greatest literary discovery of the 21st century.
And she said, the Joan Anderson letter. I consider myself a pretty smart guy, well-read, well-educated, and I'm like, Joan Anderson. That's not Mark Twain or Herman Melville or Charles Dickens. I'm like, who the heck is Joan Anderson?
Joan Anderson was a woman Neil Cassady spent a wild weekend with back in 1950. He wrote about it to his friend Jack Kerouac in an 18-page, single-spaced, stream-of-consciousness letter.
Well, in the beat world, we've always referred to the Joan Anderson letter as the holy grail of the beat generation.
Jerry Cimino is the founding director of the Beat Museum in San Francisco. Cimino says this is the letter that led Jack Kerouac to completely change his writing style.
Prior to this, Kerouac had been writing in a relatively standard fashion for that time. And when he got this letter from Neil, he literally looked at it, and it just knocked his socks off. He said, wow, look at how Neil is writing. It's so spontaneous. It's so confessional. And Jack Kerouac adapted that style from Neil Cassady's letter and used it in the writing of his brand new novel, which was called On the Road, which, of course, became his bestseller.
There were a lot of theories about what happened to that letter. As it turns out, it was in a dead-end file in a publishing company called Golden Goose. Joe Maddalena says the owner of that company gave some of his literary archives to a neighbor whose daughter found those papers among her father's things after he died.
She's looking for insurance papers, documents. She has no idea what she's looking at. And all of a sudden, she comes upon boxes and boxes and boxes of Golden Goose. And she's like, wow, my dad wasn't a publisher. What is all this stuff? I'm talking about a voluminous amount of material. Buried in one of these files, she finds this letter.
Those who have seen the letter say it looks like the original manuscript of On the Road. Jerry Cimino is one of the few who has actually laid eyes on it.
It's just a sight to behold. It's a stunning thing to look at. For a geek like me, this is a really big deal.
The Joan Anderson letter will be auctioned on December 17th as part of the Golden Goose collection of papers, which includes a number of other well-known writers. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.